Well, hello again. How can you succeed at Christian Leaders Ministries? As your guide through this admissions class, again, I want to see that you are set up well for success in whatever route that you choose to take at Christian Leaders Ministries. So tip number one that I would give you is set goals for yourself. Maybe you're interested in a particular ordination or award or just a couple of classes. Set yourself goals. Maybe you want to complete that within a year, or you want to do a class every month. For me personally, I do have a goal set for myself to try to complete one course a month. So again, find a goal that you can set and that you can stick with. So tip two would be then stay motivated. I think that's the most important thing for those of you, whatever class you're taking, recruit people, maybe your spouse, your family, a friend, to help you stay motivated in your studies. What we've noticed here in the past is that 1 out of 10 students will complete the first couple of classes at Christian Leaders Institute. Why only 1 out of 10? What we've noticed is because Christian Leaders Institute classes and much of Christian Leaders Ministries is free, there is not that motivation of monetary tie to keep coming back. So it has to be an eternal motivation to keep at this, led by the Holy Spirit, to keep coming and growing and continuing your classes. So I believe you're that 1 in 10 and that you are going to stay motivated and keep going with these classes. Next, find what works for you. Don't give yourself too big of a load, or don't do too little when you could do more. Find what works. If it's a quiet space or your library, that's when you focus best. Or maybe it is being around others, other CLI students, your family, and kind of communicating about what you've been learning. So find what works for you and adjust that in how many classes you take a month or what program you're working on. Because again, I think that's really important to adjust that load and find what works best for you in the atmosphere you study, what device you use, whatever that might be. Find what works best. And then fourth tip that I could share with you is getting ministry support. And you will hear more about this as you continue at Christian Leaders Ministries, but it is so important to get a fellow ministry leader, a pastor, someone that you see as a spiritual leader in your life to give you ministry support and to give you tips that, again, you can get in your local community. And if you don't know someone, we do have available at our Christian Leader Alliance a mentor minister directory. And so you could get connected with a fellow student so that you do not feel alone in your studies and that you have ministry support. The last thing would be is stay strong in all of your relationships as you do these studies. These studies can be very helpful in growing your daily communication with God, but make sure that if the studies are taking up too much of your time, that you're making time for God, you're making time for your family, your spouse, and that you're taking time for any other ministry commitments that you have. But these classes and all that Christian Leaders Ministry has to offer will be a blessing in your relationships. So stay strong in all of them. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing as you succeed at Christian Leaders Ministries.